Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, you are terrific and you are splendid. You are wonderful to behold. And Lord Jesus, it is my delight to behold your beauty and to meditate on your living presence in me. You are my power and my strength. You are my glory, Lord Jesus Christ. You are the glory. And I just worship you and lift you up. And I pray that anyone listening would be convinced that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Lord Jesus, I'm asking, I'm begging you for your spirit to be all over this message. And that anyone would listen would be encouraged, Lord Jesus Christ. Would be encouraged to just surrender it all to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Their imperfections, their disconnection, their lack of emotion, their sinfulness, their things that they struggle with, their continuous struggles, that they would just worship you, Lord Jesus Christ, and not be distracted by them and not let those things stop them from getting in on you, the abundant life. Lord Jesus, please do this in your name. Amen. Hello, friends. This is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus Christ. You can subscribe to these booze by just going to any iTunes search query and typing in Michael Ryan's booze, and you'll be able to find me if you're interested. Friends, I just want to read to you a portion from Scripture. Really simple here. It's in Matthew chapter 9, verses 9. And I'm gonna share it with you right now. Just pull it up here. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting in the tax collector's booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. Friends, that's it. That's all I have to read to you about that. It's the simplest message. It's so pure and digestible and simple. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus Christ. This is a message that it doesn't matter what your spiritual background is. It doesn't matter whether you profess to be a Christian. It doesn't matter whether you had professed to be a Christian. It doesn't matter whether you don't know where you stand. It doesn't matter what denomination you are. It doesn't matter anything about you, whether you're knee deep in some ugly sin, whether you struggle with an addiction, whether you haven't been connected to God or even cared about God or know God. Here's the message. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. That's what Jesus Christ is communicating to you. Please put down everything that you're holding up and follow him. Don't let them be a distraction. Bring it with you. Carry your cross with you and follow Jesus Christ. Follow Jesus Christ. Well, Michael, I'm already a believer. Follow Jesus Christ. Follow him. How often? Every day, all day. How long? Forever. Forever. That's a good message for you to digest. Follow Jesus Christ. He says it, not me. He says it. He says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 38, "And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." Verse 39, "He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it." Friends, the message is simple. Follow Jesus Christ. Make your life from the moment you get up all day long to when you go to sleep, Jesus Christ. Eat, drink, sleep, breathe, Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus desires. He says, "I'm the true food. I'm the true drink." And he even went so far as to say, "You've got to eat my flesh and drink my blood." That's how extreme he was trying to go. He later on said, "Listen, the words I speak to you aren't flesh, they're spirit. Flesh doesn't profit anything." He wasn't trying to encourage people to be cannibals, okay? He was saying, "Look, I want you to be so intense about your focus and your need, your consistent need on me. It's like you're eating me. Same way you need nutrition all throughout the day, feed of me all day." And friends, that's what I'm saying to you. Follow Jesus Christ. Well, I have this ministry that I'm really trying to work. Follow Jesus Christ. Well, I really feel stressed out about work. Follow Jesus Christ. I don't really have the bills I'm struggling with. Follow Jesus Christ. This relationship isn't working out. They left me, or I didn't want to be married. Follow Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm feeling sick. I feel like I'm coming down with something. I'm scared. Follow Jesus Christ. I lost my job. What am I going to do? Follow Jesus Christ. Oh, my church. I don't like my church. Follow Jesus Christ. Oh, I've been stuck in in this sin and I don't know how to get out of it. I've been looking at pornography. Follow Jesus Christ. Follow Jesus Christ. That is the beginning, the middle, and the end. I don't know anything about God. Follow Jesus Christ. That is the message. That is the message. Follow Jesus and you'll be all right. He is everything. He is the way, the truth, and the life, it says in John 14:6. He is the way, the truth, and the life. If you follow him, you will be following truth. You will be living the abundant life. He says, I am the door in John chapter 10. If you come in and out of me, that you'll find pasture. He is the good shepherd. He is the entry into eternal life and abundant life. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be blessed. You will be blessed. When you wake up in the morning, get your mind right. Follow Jesus Christ. Follow Jesus Christ. Because if you're not following Jesus Christ, you're following somebody else. Do you understand what I'm saying, friends? If you're not following Jesus Christ, you are following someone else. You are following something else. If you want a revival in your life, if you want a new change, follow Jesus Christ. Understand that he is alive. You can't follow a dead person. You can't follow someone who's in the grave. You can't follow someone who's not near you and is somewhere in heaven and is not connected to you. You can follow him because if you believe in him, he comes into you and lives in you and you can follow him. Do you understand what I'm saying? He becomes your life. He becomes the fruit bearer in your life. He bears the fruit in you. He produces everything that's good in you. If you just follow him, abide in him, ask him to lead you and to fill you with his presence, follow Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter if you've been saved for 20 years, 30 years, 5 minutes. It doesn't matter if you don't know anything about God. Follow Jesus Christ today and you will be blessed. That is the message. That is the message. And he says it, not me. If you don't take up your cross and follow after him, you're not worthy of him. Do you understand what I'm saying to you, friends? It doesn't cost anything to believe Jesus Christ. It costs a little bit to serve him, but it costs you everything to follow him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes, I believe that when you accept Jesus Christ, you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit and you're destined for heaven. Yes, I believe that you cannot lose your salvation if you are a born-again person. But I'm saying to you, follow Jesus Christ. I don't think we should play around with the words, follow Jesus Christ. Don't be preoccupied with your life. It says, he who has found his life will lose it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't be preoccupied with your life, whether it's good circumstances in your life or bad circumstances. Don't be preoccupied by it. That's what Satan wants you to do. He either wants you to give you the riches so you don't follow Jesus and he distracts you, or he wants to just crush your life so you don't want to follow him because you're so focused on how ugly your circumstances are. But don't focus on your life or you will lose it. But as soon as you follow Jesus, you gain life. Do you understand what I'm saying? He is the life. He is the life. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Prince of Life. The Prince of Life. He controls everything. Everything is in his hand. He owns every soul, it says in Ezekiel 18. Every soul is mine. That's what he says. You are his. Follow him. Follow him. That's the simplest message I can give you. Have you followed him today? Have you followed him this morning? Have you followed him this afternoon, this evening? Have you followed him? Are you following him? How do you do that? You worship him. You worship him. Well, I don't really feel like worship him, because then he manifests himself to you. The Lord inhabits the praise of his people, friends. He does. He does. When you begin to praise him, things happen. Things happen. Stay connected to the Lord. Following him is really just a constant state of prayer and just seeking him and begging for his presence to be leading you. And you can do it. You can. That's your reasonable service, to present yourself to the Lord. That's your reasonable service. Look, if you want to work the works of God, believe in Jesus Christ and follow him. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you want to work the works of God, that's the only thing you have to do is follow the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be sinless. You don't have to be emotionally connected to God. You don't have to have been just free of sin for the past 24 hours. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't even matter if you're not a Christian right now. Follow Jesus Christ. Repent and follow him. Ask him to fill you up with his spirit and follow him. That's it. That's it. And then do it forever. He's alive. To follow him means that you understand that he rose from the dead. He died and rose from the dead, and now he lives in you. And that should be the only thing out of your mouth as a believer in Jesus Christ, is Jesus Christ. From out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. There's so many Christians who are speaking about everything except Christian. You go to a Christian function, you hear about the Bible, you hear about all these different things, but you don't ever hear about Jesus Christ. If you are a Christian, that means you follow Christ. It doesn't mean that you follow things that are Christ-like. It doesn't mean you talk about things that are Christ-like. It doesn't mean you go hang out with people who are Christ-like. You follow Jesus Christ. That's it. That's it, friends. That's it. You want the abundant life. You want the revival. You want to be free from addictions. You want to be free from the things that are going on. Follow Jesus Christ, because you won't have time to focus on those things. And if you're still struggling him, still continue to follow him. Amen. And he'll give you what you need. He'll bear the fruit. You'll be the most peaceful, joyful, patient, self-controlled, goodness, faithfully bound, depressed person that you'll know. You know, God doesn't always take away the things that oppress you, friends. Sometimes we wrestle with things for a while. You know, oh, I'm stuck with these images in my head. I'm stuck with these desires. Follow the Lord. Follow him. You can present yourself to him. Stop beating yourself up because you're not like him, and just follow him. Follow him. Follow Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And he will revive you. He will revive you. It says that in Psalms. All throughout Psalms, particularly Psalm 119. He revives us. Romans 12 says he renews and transforms our mind. He'll renew you and transform your mind. How often? Every single day. Throughout the day. Because we need to be renewed throughout the day. So that's the message I have to you. Follow him. Follow him. You know, if there's anything you can think of Jesus Christ, if, you know, people have things saying WWJD, what would Jesus do? Look, Jesus would just say, follow me. That's it. There's nothing complicated about it. It's follow me and be filled up with him. Don't even try to empty yourself. Just follow him and beg him to fill you up, and he'll empty you. The only work you have to do is to believe in Jesus Christ, and he'll even give that to you. Just follow him. Make your life about worshiping, praising, and seeking the Lord, learning of him, opening up the scriptures. It's your approach to the scriptures that should be even different now if you're following Jesus, because now you're opening up the scriptures to see what? Jesus Christ. Opening up the scriptures to see how to deal with finances. Opening up the scriptures to see how you can deal with other things. That's not why the scriptures were given. The scriptures were given so it can testify of the word of God. And who is the word of God? Jesus Christ. It says that in Revelation chapter 18. That his name is the word of God. Jesus Christ's name is the word of God. He is the word of God. The Bible is presenting and testifying of the word of God. The Bible is not the word of God. It testifies to the word of God because the word of God is a person, Jesus Christ. The word of God is God. It's the second person of the Trinity, and he lives in you. So when you open up those scriptures, you open it up to worship the word of God, Jesus Christ. And he lives in you. You constantly carry the word of God in you. Follow him. Worship him. That's the best thing for you. Please, friends, don't be distracted by every other thing. Please, see Jesus Christ. Run after him. Fight and wrestle for his presence to fill you up, and you will be anew. Follow me. That's what he says. So go on and do that, friends, for the rest of your life, starting right now. Lord Jesus Christ, I just praise you. I give you the glory and the honor. You are awesome. You are amazing. You are God. You're the way, the truth, and the life. It doesn't tire me to say it, Lord, because we need a way. We need the way. We need the truth. We need life. We need the life. Lord. We're tired of a way of self-doubt and blaming ourselves. We're tired of just pain all the time. We're tired of being confused and not knowing the truth. We're tired of it, Lord. We're tired of a life that's empty, a life that's filled with pain, a life that's filled with just doubt and frustration and fear and just a low-quality life. We want you the way. We want you the truth, Jesus, and we want you the life. And you want to give us that, Lord. And I pray that anyone listening, you'd open their eyes to know that the answer is simple. It's follow you, Jesus Christ, the Messiah that you save all day long forever. Forever. It doesn't get any more complicated than just Jesus Christ living in a person, in a human being. And I pray that we would all know that, Lord Jesus. In your name, I worship you and give you the glory. Amen.